Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to talk about the Mueller committee now, and the former FBI head of the FBI, Robert Mueller, investigating Donald Trump and the Russians, et cetera, and the composition of the attorneys that he's put together to help him with this investigation, or investigators. I don't know if they're all attorneys. Bob Dietz joins us right now, professor of public policy at George Mason University, former senior counselor to the director of the CIA, and former general counsel at the National Security Agency, and a friend of ours. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Thanks for taking the time with us.
Sure.
I have a lot of questions about this committee. First off, it seems to me that you could make one of two conclusions, that the deck is stacked against Donald Trump, or that a little bit of this blame goes on Robert Mueller, because given the political climate, you would want this, the people working on this, to be squeaky clean, and so that there would be no question about partisanship, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, look, any lawyer, any prosecutor, any FBI investigator who gets involved is always going to have a political point of view. You know, some are Republicans, some are Democrats.
They're Americans, Bob?
Sorry?
Because they're Americans,
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, because they're Americans,
yeah.
And Americans like to argue, and Americans like party affiliations. I remember years ago during the Watergate investigation, the guy working, the principal deputy under Archie Cox, who was a very, liberal Democrat, was a very conservative Republican. I think my sense is it really doesn't much matter. I think it's hard to fault Mueller, because when all this came out, he immediately took steps to remove the two people relevant to this from working on his staff. And I think that was probably the right move, because you're right. You always want to be purer than Caesar's wife, as the expression goes, when you're involved in a very political, very partisan kind of fight.
Bob, I could tell you stories about Caesar's wife that would turn your hair white.
I'm sure.
Yeah. But so I guess what I'm asking is, would any of this affect the believability, the trustworthiness, the credibility of the investigation and whatever they find?
No, I think the answer is absolutely not, for a couple of reasons. One is, No individual staffer, and not somebody so far down the food chain as the two people who were involved in this, no single staffer has the ability to bias an outcome. Everything's going to go through a kind of a chain of command. What kind of a case do we have? Do we have any case? Could we get a prosecution? All these things are vetted over and over and over again, and of course the ultimate decision will be made by Bob Mueller. So I think the odds of it having any effect at all are minor. I think it was stupid of these two people to use a government server to express their political views in the way they did, but I don't think it will have any effect whatsoever.
You know, you mentioned involved, and I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but Peter Strzok, the FBI agent, and the FBI lawyer, Lisa Page, were involved romantically.
Yes.
So, I mean, at what point does this become pillow talk? I understand the part about using the government server, but you can't find anybody that's not going to have, especially that's employed by the federal government, I would think, that's not going to have a feeling one way or the other about who's president and who's not.
I agree with you. I could walk out the street I live in and grab the first person, and he or she would have vehemently strong views about Mr. Trump, either one way or the other.
And it's kind of silly to think that an FBI agent would not, right?
Yes, and it's also silly to think that an FBI agent could actually influence a prosecution. And even if you assume he could, there are all kinds of checks further down the line. I mean, one thing is you've got to get the guy indicted. That requires grand jury agreement. Now, you know, granted, grand juries can be influenced heavily. But then you've got, you know, at the trial level, you've got a judge overseeing the process, and then jurors. So, no prosecutor, nobody in Mueller's position is going to go forward with a silly, weak case only to be embarrassed when he finally comes in front of a judge.
You know, if I'm a Trump advocate, I would say I want people that are biased against the president on this investigation, because I would believe that he didn't do anything wrong. And then I could point out this person contributed to Hillary Clinton. This person sent negative text messages to him about him. Nothing has been found. So what more do you want?
I agree with you. If Mr. Trump is as innocent of any of this as he claims,
as Caesar's wife,
you're dead right. At the end of the day, he can say, look, they threw everything they had at me, and I came out clean. So what else do you want, left-wing Democrats?
And when it comes to doctors even treating patients, I was thinking about this, Bob, in advance of our conversation this morning. I mean, I'm sure there are doctors that don't particularly like the patient that they're dealing with. I mean, some people. No, but you understand what I'm saying? Some people can be grumps, but they treat them anyway. And
I agree. I mean, look, I was laughing because as a practicing lawyer years ago, I had clients all the time that I couldn't stand. But, of course, my professional pride, not to mention the, you know, code of ethics, required that I, you know, gave everything I had to their cause.
Bob, anything you want to add before we let you go?
No, I mean, I'll just say what you and I have both said over the course of the last, what, 6, 7, 8 months, that every day you wake up and there's something new to contemplate. And it's often so hard to digest this incredible flow of stuff. And, you know, given the Moore defeat in your, you know, in Alabama, there's going to be more and more of this. So I look forward to speaking to you again.
Well, we love having you. But quickly, since you mentioned finance, we talked a long time ago. We talked a long time ago about finances, and there's some pushback about the committee, Robert Mueller's committee, being able to investigate the president's finances. Should that be off limits at all?
No, it can't be, because I mean, I think I mentioned this in your show. If I had to guess, I would guess that Mr. Trump's greatest concern has to do with money laundering by people that purchased interests in Trump property, and that's why I think they're going after subpoenas at Deutsche Bank.
Bob, have a Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year
if we don't talk to you before then, but I tend to think we will.
I look forward to it, Tommy. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a good day. Bob Dietz, professor of public policy at George Mason University, former senior counselor to the director of the CIA, and former general counsel at the National Security Agency.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.